Stephen was already ill. Jane knew it. And it was another instance of Stephen's luck, you know, meeting the right person at the right time. Because Stephen was very, very badly depressed. And he wasn't really very much inclined to go on with his work. I mean, he'd been told he'd only got 2.5 years, and what can you do in that time? But meeting Jane really put him on his mettle, and he started to work.
I wanted to understand how the universe began. Einstein's theory of general relativity showed that the universe was expanding. But there was no answer to the crucial question, must there have been a Big Bang, a beginning to time? Then, in my third year at Cambridge, Roger Penrose made his discovery about the death of stars.
I remember talking to this friend, Ivor Robinson, and we were having a sort of very animated conversation, and then we had to cross a road, and as we crossed the road, of course, the conversation stopped, and then we got to the other side. Well, evidently, I had some idea in crossing the road, but then the conversation started up, and it got completely blotted out of my mind. And it was only later, after my friends had gone home, and I began to have this strange feeling of elation, feeling wonderful. And I couldn't figure out why on earth I should feel like that. So I went back over the day thinking all possible things which might have contributed to such a feeling. And then gradually I unearthed this thought which I'd had while crossing the street.